I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just a little bit upset with how the gaming journalism scene has been flubbing stuff this year. Listen to this review for a moment.
It took Call of Duty some time to find its flow with sliding and sprinting to keep up with the standards set by FPS games like Fortnite and Apex Legends.
FPS games like Fortnite. You know that famous first-person shooter Fortnite? You know that one? The first-person shooter Fortnite? Then there was this piece a while ago about how Nabbit cheated this writer out of the Super Mario Bros. Wonder experience because, for some reason, Nabbit couldn't respond to the enemies around him. The power-ups didn't freaking do anything to Nabbit, and they played most of the game like, oh, that's weird, and then they learned, oh, Nabbit can't use power-ups, and Nabbit's invincible to enemy damage. You know why you didn't know? Because you didn't read. Because it's literally right on the character selection screen beneath Nabbit, and it tells you that that is the case. Then we've got this review for the game Spirity, which just barely came out, and the reviewer didn't like it, and they thought it was too hard to make money, and they didn't like the way that everything worked in the bathhouse, and yada yada yada, saying spirits, when you put them in the bathhouse and you want them to bathe and the bathing and all that stuff, they sit best with spirits of the opposite season. No, they don't. The game literally tells you they sit worst with spirits of the opposite season. You didn't read! Listen, I'm a content creator for gaming journalism websites. I do reviews, news, guides, listicles, features, interviews, all that kind of stuff. Right now I work for one where I edit and revise things. My first issue is that these places don't seem to have an editor who does any kind of thorough screening to prevent these mistakes from just being shotgunned out there, warts and all. My second issue is you'd think as a gaming writer that you'd have some subject matter expertise, that you actually know how to engage with a game and read the text that pops up that tells you how to play the game, so that especially in a review, you can present an informed opinion about whether or not the consumer should buy it or not. And yeah, I know these are all little teeny mistakes, really, in the scheme of things, but when it's your whole job to sound like you know what you're talking about, why would we listen to you when you show that you can't read the text on the opening screens? Why would we listen to you when you think that Fortnite is a first-person shooter?